This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and we're waiting to get Boston Mayor Marty Walsh on the line. That should happen fairly soon. And while we wait for that, let's instead talk to WBUR's Mayor of Sports. Bill, I always like to give you a new title.
I feel like a utility infielder.
He's Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hi there, Bill.
Hey, Meghna.
Okay, so we've got a couple of stories to discuss today out of TD Garden. The Bruins lost to the Ottawa Senators on Saturday. That makes it official. They're not going to the Stanley Cup playoffs. On the other hand, the Celtics will be advancing to the NBA playoffs. So let's start there. They play their last game of the regular season tonight. What's at stake?
I was afraid you were going to ask me that because the permutations are magnificently complicated. Depending on not only what the Celtics do in their final game of the season, but there is things depending on what some of the other teams playing. The Celtics could be playing any one of a number of teams in the first round of the playoffs, and they could be starting at home, and they could be starting on the road, and we don't have enough time to go through all the possible all the possible opponents and all the possible geographical locations where games in the first round could take place for the Celtics.
There's always that the calculus of playoffs, which baffles
it has.
Me.
And speaking of the calculus of playoffs, I have a magnificently discouraging number to offer to you.
I was welcome to discouraging numbers.
Well, the Celtics, according to the ever-popular Power Index on playoff odds, have a 0.6% chance of winning the NBA title.
A 0.6%.
Now, that might sound really bad, but Indiana only has a 0.1% chance.
Oh, great. So we're six times better off than Indiana.
We're six times better than Indiana. Now, what you have to – I mean, it doesn't really make any difference in terms of the joy that this team can generate because they generate it, as far as I'm concerned, for two reasons. One is that many of the players on the Celtics are still very young. And it's fun to watch young players get better as they go along, assuming that that's what they do. The other reason is that this really is a team that can surprise you at any point. They can surprise you by playing like world beaters one night, and then they can surprise you by scoring 3 points to the other team's 31 points in a single quarter, as they did against Charlotte on Monday night. So you never know what you're going to get with these Celtics, and that's part of the consequence of being a very young team.
Yeah. I like how you frame it, though. They always surprise
you. They do. And you know, why do we watch? We watch for entertainment, and they've been entertaining, sometimes for all the wrong reasons. But, they have been entertaining. People who know more about this team than I do have told me that the Celtics will be successful if the teams they play against don't figure out how to stop Isaiah Thomas quickly enough. Mm. And if they do, that's when you get these quarters where they score 3 points and the other team scores 31.
Yeah.
And when you can't win a game doing that.
On the other hand, I know that my middle school math teachers will very optimistically remind me that even 0.6 is greater than zero. So that's something.
Well,
that's
great,
what I'm going to leave
the
us.
The great line from Dumb and Dumber. You mean there's a chance.
There's a chance. All right, well, speaking of there's a chance, let's move on to baseball, because over at Fenway Park, the Red Sox are having their first series at home this week. So far, a bit of a shaky start for the Sox, a 3-4 record.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear some sound from what that has generated among the faithful and the not-so-faithful? We're doing a piece this week on Only a Game about how quickly people draw conclusions about the baseball season. The baseball season is very long. It extends over 6 months. And yet, six or seven games into the season, people are often ready to draw their conclusions. So here are some of the conclusions that we got via Twitter regarding the Red Sox.
The Boston Red Sox pitching staff is why I don't sleep at night.
Red Sox pitchers are still trash. In other news, grass is green.
Hashtag done with the Red Sox hype. They stink.
Now, this is seven games into the season that we're hearing this. So people are ready to jump off the bandwagon, assuming they were ever on it. Or at least those people are. I don't know.
So am I to understand that you're insinuating that perhaps it's a little too soon?
Well, I'm with Clay Buchholz on this. Can we hear what Clay Buchholz said?
We're seven games in, dude. there shouldn't be anybody worrying about this. We have the best pitcher in the world right now on our team, so I'd rather finish strong than start off strong and then dwindle off in the middle.
dude.
The problem with that dude is that those aren't the only alternatives. You know, you can start strong, play well, and finish strong. That's generally what teams that win the World Series do. But and of course, the other worry is that that guy that Buchholz referred to, who's the best pitcher in the world, David Price, pitched one of those games where they gave up 9 runs.
But once again,
give up all 9. I guess that's the bright side of it.
I'm going to refer back to our Celtics conversation. Of course, at least there's some kind of chance, right?
Yes.
All right.
That's the beauty of baseball, as my friend Tim Kirkjian says. The experts are always wrong, and there's always a chance.
Exactly. Especially with a 6-month-long season. All right. Before we wrap up, Bill, I do want to talk soccer here because the New England Revolution are well on their way into their season playing at Gillette. How do you think the Revs are looking so far?
Well, it's a good thing that they award a point for ties in
true.
Soccer in
yeah.
MLS, because the Revs lead the league in ties right now. They're very good at scoring precisely the same number of goals as the other team. It's fun. It's great. You know, people have been asking me about the Revolution. You can kick the ball around in the parking lot before the game, and you can be sure that you can buy a seat for less than what a second mortgage would provide.
Indeed.
So all of this is good. And they're doing okay. You know, they're holding their own, and they got some guys out. And I think when they're full strength, this is going to be a team to watch.
Great. Well, Bill Littlefield is host of NPR's Only a Game, and you can hear it every Saturday on WBUR at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. And also here on Wednesdays on Radio Boston. Bill, thanks as always.
Thank you, Meghna.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We'll be right back. This is Radio Boston.